Episode 31. If you're thinking about a rebrand, then this episode will be right up your street. Mimica Cooney from Mimica TV shares with us her 5 top tips for designing your business brand. I also share with you another good read, which is based on branding theories from the late Steve Jobs.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, 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 yowza, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella. This is an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website, and its focus is on the small business owner. We appreciate that business owners wear so many hats, and therefore we need to learn lots of new skills if we're going to be successful. This blog is here to help. From finance to social media and everything else in between, you're going to find it here on the audio blog.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo-Boo, Coochie-Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
In each episode, I add a little something for you listeners only in the tool or technique of the day. So before we transition over to today's guest blog, let me share with you today's tool of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog, Tools and Techniques.
Today's article is all about branding, and I try to include a tool or a technique of the day which is relevant to the topic. So this week I would like to mention a book that I read last year which has had a real impact on me and my business brand.
She's found a real page turner. It's Julia's book review.
It's a fantastic book from Ken Segal. I keep going to say Steven Segal, but it's not. It's Ken Segal, who worked with the late Steve Jobs. Steve was fanatic about hitting things with what he calls the simple stick. He wasn't keen on large marketing teams, and he was focused on customer journey at all times. No matter how complicated the back-end systems were, it was essential that the customer had a simple and pleasant experience. Ken talks about how Steve organised a meeting to discuss branding and marketing, and his system of organising these meetings were quite important. And it goes all the way through to execution of a product or a service. This year, my own focus has been to hit things with this simple stick. And it takes a while to work through systems and procedures to get them streamlined for the customer rather than for your business. And it's like really defining what's right for the customer. But we're getting there, and it now seems to be working quite well for Green Umbrella. So I urge you to check out the book. I guarantee you'll get some sparks of inspiration. And it's called Insanely Simple by Ken Segal. Not Steven Segal. He's someone completely different. Anyway, the links for both of these tools can be found at green-umbrella.biz/131.
Get every episode by subscribing on iTunes, and you'll never miss the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
Okay, it's now time for our guest blogger to make her appearance. I met Mimica via social media, and she approached me to be on her TV show at the tail end of last year after seeing a video that I produced on YouTube. Hey, the power of online marketing, eh? I was so impressed by her brand that I asked her to put together a guest blog for me, and she's not disappointed. I know you'll enjoy this episode, so take it away, Mimica.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
5 tips for designing your business brand. There's a lot of confusion when it comes to the word brand. We think it simply refers to a company name, tagline, and logo. But a brand is so much more. As entrepreneurs, we get caught up in the tactics of marketing and selling that we forget about the real reason why our business exists. Our message gets diluted by all the fancy tricks, strategies, and hacks that for our customers, the message gets blurry. If you find yourself asking, what social media platform should I use? Or should I use Facebook advertising or Google AdWords? Then you're asking the wrong questions. Before you spend money on advertising, a fancy website, or hire an expensive consultant, first, think of where you want your business to be and how you want people to perceive you. This is an essential part of positioning yourself in the market so that your message resonates with the right people. Otherwise, your efforts are a waste of time. What is a brand? Think of your brand as how people feel about you. Branding is the intangible elements like trust, empathy, value proposition, uniqueness, perception of quality, and emotional connection. The key difference between marketing and branding is this. Marketing is what you do, your promise. Branding is what you are, your experience. To get your message right, you first have to position your brand in the mind of the consumer, then your tactics or marketing strategies can follow. As the old saying goes, you can't put the cart before the horse. If we want to attract customers and keep them, we need to reverse engineer our brand story. Now you're probably thinking, yes, that's great, but what does that mean about my business brand? There's an old sales jargon, ABC, which stands for Always Be Closing, made famous in the 1992 movie Glengarry Glen Ross, starring Alec Baldwin. It paints a picture of a pushy, sleazy, aggressive salesperson trying to hoodwink prospects into buying his goods. The always be pitching adage simply doesn't work today, and for many business brands, it's difficult to adapt to a new way of doing business. Instead, the 21st century way of doing business is the new ABC, always be connecting. Why doing business is like dating. Today, a successful business is built on the cornerstone of trust. Like any relationship, trust is built over time. Once trust is earned, brand loyalty becomes one of the most valuable assets any business can have. Think of it this way. Would you go up to a cute girl at a bar and say, "Hi honey, want to get married?" If you're the girl, you probably want to slap him and think, "What a creep, go away." If you're the guy, you're probably thinking, "Why doesn't she love me?" Hold on, Romeo, hold your horses. She doesn't know you from Adam. She just laid eyes on you and you haven't even asked her name. How do you know if you are even her type? Do you even know if she's married? Instead, you should approach the relationship slowly. Read the body language cues, ask her name, and offer to buy her a drink. Why then, as business owners, do we act like the creepy guy, shoving our business card in the face of our prospects before we've given them a chance to get to know us first? How to make customers fall in love with your brand. To win over customers, our brand needs to do more than simply offer roses and chocolate. To really make the relationship last, we first need to truly understand our customers' needs and wants. This is how we develop an affinity for our brand and help them fall in love with us. Tip number one, develop your brand story. Think of your brand story as your way of speaking French, the language of love. If you are approaching a customer who only speaks Italian, your efforts are futile and she won't understand a word you're saying. The best way to figure out your brand story is to ask yourself, why does my business exist? If you simply want to make a quick buck, unfortunately, that won't be enough to make a meaningful connection. You need to know, really know, who you are and what you stand for. What is it that you believe? What is your ultimate purpose in this world? Why should people buy from you? Only once you can articulate your message and your mission in a clear and concise way can your ideal customer connect with you. The most important element is to appeal to the emotions. For example, LensCrafters is a national American franchise of eyeglass providers. What they do is provide vision care, and they have many competitors in the marketplace. However, what makes them different is their brand story. They partner with the nonprofit OneSight to provide eye care to the less fortunate, and everyone who works for the company believes in its cause. Their tagline is, "We are not in the vision care business because we love selling glasses. We do what we do because we love eyes and we care about the people behind them." Tip number two, develop a client avatar. Throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping it will stick is a very bad way to attract clients. It's like hope marketing. If you don't know what makes your ideal customer tick, what she desires, what she values, her hot buttons, it's just a guessing game. Get into the mindset of who she is to truly understand what she values, so when you propose your products and services, they meet a need she's looking to fulfill. Decide on the story your marketing content should be telling. Go deeper than the usual demographic analysis. Walk in her shoes, feel her pain, and find her purpose. Then align your purpose with hers, and you have a match made in heaven. For example, Apple has done a very good job at creating deep brand loyalty with its fans. The success of the Think Different ad campaign and the To the Crazy Ones television commercial proved to be one of the greatest corporate turnarounds in history. The ad execs appealed to the mavericks, the nonconformists, the change makers. By being so specific with their brand message, they created an almost cult following. The sense of belonging that Apple fans have with the brand runs deep, no matter that the price tag of an Apple computer is higher than its competitors. An Apple fan attic will buy every product the company produces because it's built its brand on quality, trust, and difference. I should know. I am one. Tip number 3, develop a strategy. What is your brand personality? How do you behave in the marketplace? How do you want people to perceive you? How will you deliver on your brand promise? Build a strategy that emphasizes your value proposition, what you pay for versus what you get. This will help you tremendously in deciding what actions to take. This relates to everything from the language you use on social media, to the choice of copy on your website, to the style of font on your business cards. Keep it consistent so that people can recognize you to build on the trust factor. For example, if you are a jewelry designer who sells high-end pieces, you wouldn't advertise in the local paper with a 50% off sale this week only. This creates a disconnect. How can you be high-end and discount your prices? It just doesn't make sense. Tip number 4, decide on your tactics. Once you know where you want to be in the marketplace and how you want to position your brand, making the choice of which social media platform to use or where to advertise will be an easy choice. How we decide on which tactics to use depends on how we plan on solving our customers' problems and putting their needs first. How do you fulfill your brand's promises and provide value? For example, if you are an upscale wedding photographer, everything about your brand will say boutique. A clever tactic would be to provide personalized handwritten thank you notes, design a customized genuine leather wedding album, and deliver the album in a pretty bag with bows. Every touch point you have with your client would show that you take the time to care, thereby entrenching that your higher price tag is worth the investment. Tip number 5, measure the results. If we want to know if our branding efforts have been successful, we need to decide on a way of measuring the results. How do you plan on encouraging your customers to take action? Will they click an ad, fill in a survey, take a quiz, pick up the phone, RSVP to an event, purchase a product? For example, if you want to measure the effectiveness of a Facebook advertising campaign, sending your prospects to a generic website link makes it hard to track the results. Instead, create a specific landing page with the offer of a freemium, which is a free download to encourage them to give you their email address, and track the number of email addresses that sign up. Make it matter. Once you've decided on your brand story and your message, then you can nurture a relationship built on trust. Once you're trustworthy, you become valuable. Once you become valuable, what you do and who you are matters to the world. Once you matter, you will have created brand evangelists who love you and will do anything for you. That makes a happy marriage. And that, my friends, is the silver bullet. Mamika Cooney is the host of Mamika TV, an interview web show that shares the stories of successful creative entrepreneurs. She's on a mission to help creatives build a sustainable business doing what they love. Mamika is the founder of Capture School, a membership community that teaches business, branding, and marketing skills. She's been a pro photographer for 11 years in 2 countries, has authored 2 books on photography, and has run 4 businesses in 3 countries. When she's not listening to audio business books in the carpool line, she enjoys dancing and gluten-free tea parties with her 3 kids. Grab her free branding blueprint and marketing toolkit at mamikacooney.com/greenumbrella.
Thank you for listening.
Hey, what a brilliant article. And you'll be hearing a lot more from Mimica later in the year. So thank you so much for that, Mimica. Really, really appreciated. If you wanted to read today's article and find the link to the free download toolkit that she mentioned, all you have to do is go over to green-umbrella.biz/131. There's also a link there to the book that I mentioned called Insanely Simple by Ken Segal. It's right at the bottom of that article. I urge you as well to follow Mimica on Twitter, and she's actually on all social networking platforms, and there all those links are in her bio. But if you just wanted to follow her on Twitter, her Twitter handle handle is Mimica Cooney. That's C-O-O-N-E-Y. And Mimica is spelled M-I-M-I-K-A. So that's Mimica Cooney.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.
Anyway, that's it for this episode. Take care for now. See you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
This episode has been produced by 13 Media Arts on behalf of Green Umbrella.